89NN mobile monitoring.
K8BCW. BCW. BCW testing QSO1 app. BCW testing QSO1 app on Windows. CW testing QSO1 app on Windows. KBCW testing QSO1 app on Windows.
KBCW testing. KBCW Mobile. KB9NN Mobile Monitoring. W8RPM, W8RPM, KC8NAS Mobile. KBYR, Mobile. Thank you. KZYS mobile.
I missed the call sign. This is NACJF mobile.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm still not getting it. I think it's NAQKF, is that right? Queens, Kilo Foxtrot. Voice is familiar though. Good afternoon, my name is Ron Robert Oscar November. My call Whiskey 8 Romeo Papa Mike. And I am heading for kind of a Lansing, kind of Harbor Springs.
Hi Ron, my name is Mark, and call is November 8th, Victor Chirrut, Foxtrot. I'm frequent vacationer in that area, so you've probably heard me before. I'm about 20 miles south of Indian River on 75, heading up to Mullet Lake for the week.
Well, that's a good place to be going. Yeah, I think we've spoken before. Your voice is familiar. I don't know what kind of weather you're going to have. I think it's supposed to rain later today and rain tomorrow, but it's better than being downstate. Where's the regular QTH?
Yeah, my home QTH is Columbus, Ohio. I left Thursday late afternoon, stayed overnight down in Dundee. They're just south of Ann Arbor. And then left the hotel this morning. Should be getting to the lake around 3:15.
All right, very good. Well, my truck says it's 87 degrees, but I don't know. And it wasn't parked in the sun, so maybe it's right. I don't really know. But it's pleasant. You know, there's a little bit of a breeze, and it's not really terribly humid or stagnant, so I don't know what the air quality's like. I can't tell. You know, the sky kind of white. Could just be haze. It's been good the last few days, though. I mean, it was 20s and 30s the last few days. Far cry from the 600 or 800 of a couple of weeks or a month ago. I hope you missed all that.
Well, unfortunately, it came down as far south as Columbus and Cincinnati, and yeah, we had a couple of days, it was really bad air quality, so yeah, that was not fun. I mean, it wasn't quite as bad as what it was up here, but it was definitely more smoky than normal, and I could smell it and taste it when I left work that day. Yeah, my car says 84 right now. It was showed as upwards of 90 there coming around West Branch, but it's cooled down now that I got north of Gaylord.
That was some of the worst I'd ever seen. I mean, it's some of the worst I'd ever experienced firsthand, and we've had 3 or 4 years of this, and this year was absolutely no comparison. Made the prior ones looked like minor, and we were freaking out when that was happening, but, you know, very apocalyptic looking up here, orange and yellow skies, and literal ash falling from the sky, collecting on the hoods of your car. Then when it rained, the rain runoff was whitish-grayish from all the ash. It was just god-awful. Luckily, it only lasted a few days at that level. And then we've had some other days that have been in the 80s, 90s, even the triple digits, but nothing compared to that. One of the worst environmental situations I've ever experienced. Hopefully never to be repeated again. Hey, I'm just talking to the drive-thru. I'll be right back. W8RPM.
Yeah, I heard about the kind of that ash collecting on cars. It wasn't quite that bad down in Columbus, but you could still definitely smell it and taste it. And when it rained, it left the residue on the car. Hoping it'll be better this week.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed some of that. I had the volume down. Ordering food here, you know, the small town life, the big event of the summer is that the replacement McDonald's opened to replace the one that burned here a year or so ago, so the amount of social media coverage from that event and the build-up to it is almost laughable, but it is open if you, you know, have a hankering for an Egg McMuffin in the morning. Where on Mullet is your place? Is it on the north end over by Aloha or south by the river mouth?
It's southeast, if you know where Devil Lake Road and that fire station is. It's along that section.
All right, very good. Yep, I am familiar. I used to use the small engine repair guy there, right? All right. Well, I'm kind of familiar with Columbus. Been there many times. I actually went down there for the swap one year. Was not disappointed. A real nice swap. Been in Columbus more than I've been in Cincy, that's for sure. But, that's drivable. I mean, that's gotta be 8-10 hours, though, for you, right?
If traffic's good and there's no, construction backups, I can do it in about 7 hours 45 minutes, but typically it's between 8 and 8.5, depending how many stops you need to make and traffic. There was definitely some traffic backup this morning north of, I think it was before Flint, so lost some time there and lost some time yesterday. In traffic, but yeah, typically 8 to 8.5.
I do not miss that, although for us it was about 3.5 to 4 hours from where we lived downstate before we relocated. Prior to that, in a prior life, I had in-laws that were on Hubbard Lake, so when my daughter was little, that was all summer long, sometimes all year long. It wasn't just summer, but my cars all kind of know the way on their own, you know, both the Hubbard Lake routine, which was getting off at 23, taking either 23 to 65 or 23 all the way up, and then here later in life, you know, the Novi to Sheboygan routine. But we have zero regrets with coming up here full-time. The only complication, and we're not that old yet, but the only complication is medical care. There's very few specialists up here and very few choices. And I can see that becoming an issue as we age. W8RPM mobile.
NACJF mobile. Yeah, that is one thing I have noticed up here is Sheboygan's got that small hospital, and I think there's maybe an urgent care medical center in Indian River, and Petoskey's kind of the larger hospital, and even that is quite a bit smaller than the big hospitals that I'm used to.
Did you get any of that?
Yeah, I heard you mention the kind of the healthcare situation up here. It's kind of limited places.
Yeah, I think I had one after that. I said that, you know, the other variable is I have a grandchild due in 4 or 5 weeks. That adds another variable to the mix, you know. Now the equation, instead of it being just, you know, X and Y, it's X, Y, and Z.
Oh, congrats on the upcoming grandchild.
Yeah, it's going to be a first for me. So we shall see how that all works out. You know, I mean, it's three and a half hours, you know. It's not like we're across the country. We're just across the state, so. But you never know, you know. It might turn out to be a bigger thing. I've got, it's not like she doesn't have any family, you know. She's got both sides of the family still down there. I'm probably the furthest away. There is an aunt that is in Arizona, but Mom is local to her, and Dad's parents are local down there. Like I said, I'm the furthest away, so we'll figure it out. So you're here all week. That's good. It's good. I'm curious if there's, you know, it's a family place. Is it just you? You share it with other people? You know, there's so many houses up here that get used, you know, June, July, and August, and nothing else. I hate to see that.
It is a family place. My late grandfather bought it in 1950s, I think. Somewhere in 1950s, 1960s. And, so share it with my cousins throughout the summer. Typically open it up sometime in mid to late May, and then around the end of August, early September, close it down. It's not winterized, so I have to drain all the water and pipes and stuff before the temperature gets a little freezing.
Well, having 3 or 4 good months in the summer is better than not having it at all. I have a couple of friends on Higgins Lake that are in a similar situation. They still come up in the winter. They just get by without the water, you know. They'll go get lake water to flush the toilet. Get by with, you know, bottled stuff, or they make do, you know, still all come up in ice fish or come up in snowmobile, and where there's a will, there's a way. But, yeah, I spent a fair amount of time in Columbus. I was in the development and opening and initial operation of Columbus City Center, and you know how that all turned out. But quite a bit in the 90s.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing that that's kind of closed up. There's a, it was converted into a nice park down there. I have concerts and food truck festivals and things like that at the park. So at least they made good use of where the building was.
Well, it's, I have some very distinct opinions on not just that location, but on many of many similar projects that I was involved in. It really comes down to not wanting to admit the obvious about the challenges of urban environments like that. And while initially I think they had a pretty good handle on it, they stopped after some ownership changes and whatnot. You know, they stopped prioritizing things the way that they should to allow that to be a successful property and not just hand it over to the hood rats. And that's what happened. You know, that's why the transition took place. But yes, I'd heard. I'd not been back there, other than passing through, but I'd heard that the current use is pretty favorable, and the community seems to be embracing it, so that's always a good thing.
NHVJF Mobile. Yeah, there's some other shopping centers around the town that are kind of having some similar problems, but yeah, that is the one problem with urban areas. Unfortunately, there's some bad actors that cause trouble. Oh, Ron, nice talk to you. I'm going to go ahead and try and I'm on East Malt Lake Road. It's a little curvy. Pay attention to my driving, and I'm sure we'll talk more while I'm up here. NAVJF.
NAVJF, KDA2J.
KDA2J, NAVJF, I'm about 5 minutes out.
Disregard on the stop at the grocery store. KDA2J.
It's great when ham radio serves practical purposes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my oldest brother. He and my mom came up Sunday. So he's called me on his handheld.
Nice to have other hams in the family, too. My YL is licensed as well. My first wife was licensed, so comes in handy.
Yes, it does. He lives about an hour north of Columbus, but he can still get into some of the local repeaters with the outside antenna.
Listening to our local law enforcement, having fun with an uncooperative motorist right in the middle of town. I mean, he's not from friendly Ohio like so many of our summer residents. He's from unfriendly Illinois.
That's funny. Yeah, I did bring a couple of scanners to listen to the local apartments.
You know, it's not ever super busy here, but the last month, oh my God, we've had, you know, a bunch of kayakers get stranded, injured, pinned in the water in the sturgeon. We've had two recreational divers die on the shipwreck in Sheboygan, two separate incidents about a month apart. Had missing kids and missing old ladies and boating accidents, and there was a tubing accident at the state park yesterday with a 11 or 12 year old girl getting hurt, and it's just, you know, definitely summer in northern Michigan.
Yeah, I heard about the major incidents, the kayakers and stuff. Kind of follow some Facebook groups back home and a couple of the news station apps. So, yeah, that's, unfortunately, that is part of being on the water, and you hate to hear that, but hope that people are more careful. I'm just about ready to pull in, so I'm going to go ahead and sign NACHJF. Yeah, nice talking to you, Ron.
Likewise. I'm sure you're a very easy HD coverage between the 1-1 and the 7-4, so maybe we'll run into you during the week. 73 W8RPM. BCW from W8RPM. KBCW.
Yeah, I'm mobile monitoring.